Trend number one, fuel cells and the distributed power paradigm. A fuel cell is deceptively simple. Like a battery, it contains an electrolyte, an anode, and a cathode. A source of hydrogen atoms, such as natural gas, is introduced. Since hydrogen ions are just positively charged protons, they flow through the electrolyte from the anode to the cathode. The electrons stripped off of the hydrogen atoms are directed to an external circuit, which produces electricity. At the cathode, the hydrogen combines with oxygen, producing water. This is similar to what happens in a battery, except that a battery has a self-contained and therefore limited fuel supply. Since a fuel cell is continuously supplied with new fuel, it never runs down. To understand the potential of fuel cells, compare their efficiencies of up to 85% with a conventional grid-based electrical supply of barely 35% efficiency. Why is the commercial grid so inefficient? Start with the inefficient burning of coal, through which much of the energy is lost as heat. Then consider the additional losses due to transmitting the electricity through long-distance power lines. Today, about 40% of global carbon dioxide emissions result from this process. Moreover, as demand for electricity grows, building new power plants and building onto existing grids worldwide with conventional power sources is estimated to cost $22 trillion by 2030, according to a report from IntelligentEnergy.com. Now, after years of languishing in niche applications and research laboratories, fuel cell technology seems poised to explode into the mainstream and transform the electrical industry. And companies making cutting-edge improvements in this long-known technology are likely to reap big returns. For instance, a recent report in USA Today profiled Bloom Energy of Sunnyvale, California, a leader in solid oxide fuel cells. Bloom's implementation of this technology promises not simply to bring fuel cells into commonplace use in industrial and commercial facilities, but to bring them into the home and small business markets as well. In the process, experts expect fuel cells to help replace a significant portion of today's grid-based electrical power. Bloom initially entered the commercial market with an industrial-sized fuel cell assembly that is about the size of a large SUV and costs around $800,000. Google, Walmart, eBay, FedEx, Staples, Coca-Cola, and Bank of America are already using the units. But the company says that it's working on a home model that will be about the size of a loaf of bread, cost about $3,000, and produce enough electricity to power the average dwelling. To date, cost has been the biggest stumbling block in getting fuel cells into the mainstream. With exotic materials like platinum involved, some companies have found that fuel cell manufacturing can easily become a black hole for money. For example, Fuel Cell Energy, a 41-year-old company, has accumulated losses of $600 million in its effort to get the technology off the ground. And it continues to lose money on every unit it installs. But Bloom Energy, whose founder cut his teeth developing power systems for NASA to use on Mars, came up with a proprietary technology that uses extremely cheap materials, basically sand and a type of ink, to produce its fuel cells. From this, Bloom makes fuel cells that measure 4 by 4 inches and are about the thickness of a business card. Each one produces enough power to illuminate a light bulb. However, these cells can be stacked together to produce enough power for much bigger applications. Bloom was funded by the legendary venture capital firm of Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. It was founded on an idea conceived by its CEO, K.R. Sridhar, when he was looking for a way to solve two problems that have to be overcome before NASA can send a manned mission to Mars. According to GreenTech Media, Sridhar initially created a unit that used solar power to separate water into two gases, hydrogen to fuel the spaceship, and oxygen for astronauts to breathe. But as he continued to experiment, he found that if he reversed the process, he could combine hydrogen and oxygen to produce electricity. The technology that resulted, called the Bloom Box, can use many fuels, including natural gas, to generate electricity with very high efficiency. But according to Business Week, the box can ideally be hooked to a power source, such as a solar panel or a wind turbine, and use the electricity from this source to make hydrogen and oxygen. Then, when the sun goes down or the wind slackens, the unit can then be reversed to combine the gases and produce electricity. As a source of electricity, it offers several big advantages: high efficiency, low emissions, low maintenance, extreme scalability, and no loss of energy as the electricity navigates the grid. The result is a compelling offering that can only become more attractive for use in homes and businesses as development costs are amortized and energy demand grows. Given this trend, we offer the following 6 forecasts for your consideration. First, over the next decade, commercial fuel cells will go mainstream for businesses and homes. Westinghouse, General Electric, Siemens, and other industrial giants are racing to dominate this field. But if Bloom Energy doesn't stumble, it could enjoy a considerable first-mover advantage with its growing customer base. For instance, none of the industrial giants offers a fuel cell that could be used to power a single home or office. However, United Technologies, which has dominated the industrial fuel cell market for some years, is definitely worth watching. Second, the fuel cell automobile is coming. In September 2009, 9 of the largest car manufacturers signed an agreement to build vehicles powered by fuel cells. These included Toyota, Honda, Daimler, Ford, General Motors, Nissan, Renault, Hyundai, and Kia. Similarly, Intelligent Energy, the UK Government's Technology Strategy Board, Lotus Engineering, and TRW Connect are engaged in a program to produce a small fleet of fuel cell-powered Black London cabs by 2012. These will have a significant advantage over hybrids like the Prius because they will never need a $3,000 replacement battery. Third, fuel cells will make a new decentralized electricity paradigm commercially feasible. The array of applications for fuel cells will be surprisingly broad. But one of the most important effects will be a growing trend toward distributed power. In prior issues, we've discussed how nuclear fission and eventually fusion will increasingly satisfy the enormous baseload demand for electricity. We've also discussed how the smart grid could more reliably deliver that power to our homes and businesses. But in the short term, the so-called peaking load will be ideally met by the widely distributed generating capacity of fuel cells. The trends editors see the giant national grid eventually disappearing and being replaced by much smaller local grids. For example, look for early adopters to appear in the form of neighborhood coalitions that get together to buy a Bloombox unit or a product from a direct competitor. Such a unit could power 100 homes and free the entire neighborhood from the grid. Alternatively, it might simply replace high-priced peak power from the grid, and then shut down during low-demand hours when grid electricity can be bought at a discount. Fourth, fuel cell adoption will be enhanced as fuel cells become part of a broader smart home ecosystem. As explained recently in Science News, a European organization called Baywatch is already developing smart homes that will interact with local grids for maximum efficiency. The smart home concept includes highly efficient appliances, control of heating and hot water, and complete control of all home systems from the user's mobile phone or laptop computer. The smart home would balance all available power sources, ranging from fuel cells to wind and solar, feeding power back into the grid when excess is produced so that all users benefit. Fifth, consumers in the developing world will take the lead in adopting fuel cell technology, just as they did with mobile phone adoption. Just as many places in rural Africa and Asia have skipped the step of installing telephone wires and broadly adopted wireless mobile phones, they will also avoid installing costly electrical grids and power plants and go directly to distributed local fuel cell power. And sixth, with access to electricity, the prospects of the world's poorest people will greatly improve because they'll be able to power appliances and access the internet, allowing for a surge in entrepreneurialism at the bottom of the economic pyramid. Many of the 1.5 billion people who currently have no electricity will be pulled out of poverty. This will create a tremendous opportunity for companies that can foresee the possibilities. A business model such as the one used by Tata Motors in producing cars for $2,500 with manual steering, no airbags, and no power windows will be used to meet the demand for very inexpensive, no-frills products like cheap televisions, internet devices, and refrigerators.